We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This show was really the details of what was going on inside that courtroom was made possible by a terrific reporter. His name is Matthew Russell Lee. And as we've been crediting all afternoon, just so he knows, he is with Inner City Press on Twitter. And Matthew, thanks very much for joining us. You did a tremendous job. I felt like we were all sitting in the courtroom with you.
Happy to do that. Yeah, in covering the courthouse, I'm really trying to do kind of live coverage. I think it's it's a good way. I've done it on a couple of trials. There's been some pushback, but I think people really have a right to know, you know, what's said, the blow by blow. And since they don't allow filming, you know what I mean? This is one way to do it.
I was surprised you were able to live tweet during court proceedings.
It's a little complicated. So I'm going to let I'll just say, like, I've done, the federal courts really need to think through how they do things. Like, they make some judges allow phones in, some don't. So it's a constant struggle. So honestly, while I continue to push every day here for greater access, I try to not. It's not a question of rocking the boat. You may have heard there's also a rapper. I mean, I've covered a lot of trials here, including like the brother of Honduras' president was convicted of being a narco trafficker, but. There's a rapper, Tekashi 6ix9ine, Daniel Hernandez. During his trial or the sentencing of one of his co-defendants, the judge was like, there can be no live tweeting in this courtroom. And it's like, that wasn't really clear. But it's a delicate dance. But I all I'll say is I played totally within the rules and just did the best that I could to I think, you know, it's hard to, but the people had to see, and I don't know if I was able to capture it in the tweets.
Oh, you did. And in particular, first of all, you cover this courtroom as a matter of your beat with Inner City Press. I mean, this is what you do
from crack cases to cryptocurrency, and I put Representative Collins somewhere in between the two. You know.
Okay. Now, as far as the can you just walk us through the emotions of the day? I mean, first of all, it was supposed to start at 2:30, and it started late. It started 24 minutes late. And then, were you expecting the arguments to take as long as they took?
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I think I've covered other things in front of Judge Broderick. Things do tend to go long. I mean, he's a thoughtful guy. So he obviously he'd asked them all some questions in writing, but you can blame a lot of it on Representative Collins' lawyers. I mean, they made a long presentation. There was a lot of talk about Boy Scouts, for example. And Judge Broderick, unlike some judges, are very businesslike and sort of, you know, they run the show a lot closer. I think my guess would be, as you noticed, hopefully either from the tweets and you'll see from it was important for him to try to say he's not in any way judging the politics of Chris Collins. You know, I think that there's a perception that he's a Democrat and Chris Collins is not, and that he might give a harsh sentence because of that. So he went out of his way to say, you're a public servant. I'm not looking at the substance of your political decisions, but he definitely trashed the crime he found very serious. So I think that's one of the reasons it took a lot of time, is that everyone had something they wanted to accomplish. You know, Collins wanted to accomplish, you know, presenting himself as this guy who saved many businesses and this was a totally one-off crime. The government wanted to focus on, you know, that he knew exactly what he was doing. And Broderick had his own agenda, and I think it's understandable. He wanted to say that he himself and his colleagues, other judges, that this is not a political referendum on Collins' politics.
Yeah, I mean, he made it or tried to make it abundantly clear that this was about the facts and circumstances of the crimes to which Chris Collins had pleaded guilty, and not, as you said, a referendum on his politics. You know, one of the things that I found when reading your tweets during the Chris Collins sentencing today is the issue of Chris Collins running for re-election. Despite knowing to himself anyway that he was guilty as charged, Is it my imagination from your tweets, or did that seem to carry a lot of weight in that courtroom today against Chris Collins?
Surprisingly, it did. The way I would, you know, try to summarize is that the government really found that like an aggravating factor. You know, that he didn't just say, "I'm not going to comment on it," and not just that he ran, that he said the charges are without merit. A lot of this focus, basically, they ended up, the Chris Collins side ended up having to say he couldn't stop running because he couldn't get his name off the ballot. But that's not really the case. It didn't seem like at the last second, the government said we found an article that shows that he was still talking after, you know, he tried to say took his name off the ballot. I think this is also one of the reasons that the proceeding took so long, is that Judge Broderick didn't want it to appear that he was penalizing a defendant for saying that they're innocent. Like normally, if you get charged with a crime, if you plead not guilty, you're allowed to not only plead not guilty in court, but to go outside the courtroom and say, "I'm not guilty." You know, you're not supposed to be punished. It's almost a First Amendment thing. But I think that it sort of went, it seems from the way Judge Roderick described it, went to sort of bad faith that Collins should have known that there was a high likelihood that he wouldn't be able to serve out the term and that he would end up leaving his constituents without any representation at all. You know what I mean?
Understood. And
way it turned out, he was almost trying. Sometimes they allow victim impact statements. If they'd done that here, it would have been much longer. But Judge Broderick seemed to view the constituents, not just the ones that are Republicans, but Democrats as well, the people in his district, as having been kind of defrauded and left without representation by a bad faith decision by Chris Collins.
Did you perceive, and this is going to be a subjective judgment, when Chris Collins was speaking, were we actually reading the words and you hearing the words of a genuinely broken and contrite man, or did you have more of a sense of a performance?
That's the $64,000 question. I think I'll do it this way. I'm going out of my way to be, having spoken to some of my colleagues, I think the majority of people felt it was a bit over the top, maybe contrived. You know, you can never know. That's all I can say. Like, I might feel that myself, but you don't want to say it. I mean, it's a big, you know, 20, it's a lot of months, and he may well have been, it seemed kind of planned out, and he was also kind of looking at the media as he said it. So it's, you know, you can't be in somebody's mind, but I think they're definitely, it's not being mean-spirited to say that it may have been not a performance, but you know, it's like anything. You can be upset, and then you can let yourself go because it serves you in the moment. I don't think that his being upset is false. I mean, I think it's definitely, you know, when he said that his son is now a convicted felon, and all the people that he wanted to help the most, he's ended up screwing. That's all true.
You know, one of the points that was made by Judge Broderick kind of indicated that this was not going to be a minimum punishment situation, where the judge said, and again, I got this from your tweets, sure, you know, you didn't tell your son that the tests failed, but not to take action on it and that you would be taken care of.
Correct. Yeah, I think he because they tried to say that the reason that he called his son and he was, that he was so emotional about this failing, you know, test for this company, that, you know, they made it, the defense was essentially saying this was like a mistake made in an emotional moment. And so Judge Broderick, I think, tried to concede, yes, you might have wanted to talk to your son. He even said right after that, we know that you're close to your son, we don't dispute that, but you could have called him and told him and then said, don't trade on it, I'll try to make you whole in some other way. He said that, he repeated that a couple of times. So I think that's true. He even went as far as to say, even if you started down this path of dumping the stock over a weekend, you could have turned it around. Judge Broderick was trying to say that this defense of saying, like, you just lost your head for a moment doesn't work, because the trading went on over a course of days. And even after they dumped, he said, which I don't know if it's that realistic, that they could have rebought the stock and taken a loss, and then Collins, out of his savings, could have, you know, if he felt guilty of people losing money on the stock, he could have paid them back. I don't know how the mathematics of that would work. Once you've dumped the stock, the price has changed. So how do you, like, you know, put things back the way they were, to take the loss that you should have if you hadn't had insider knowledge.
Yeah, down the line, it might have reduced the sentence. It might have shown, you know, evidence of, oh boy, intent or lack thereof. I want to thank you, Matthew. I want to thank you very much for joining us live on WBEN in Buffalo, and thanks again for the terrific job you did on Twitter at Inner City Press on keeping all of us informed as to what was going on in that courtroom across the state. Much appreciated.
Definitely. If you ever have a Buffalo-related, Western New York-related case down here, I'll be here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.